What to do about creaky knees. This is Seattle's Morning News. What do you do when your knees begin to hurt, where you can't walk anymore, you can't hike anymore, you can't jog anymore? It is a little more complicated than a recent article in the New York Times led us to believe, so let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. We're talking about arthroscopic knee surgery, Dr. Cohen, which is that little incision which many people get when they feel knee pain. But it may not be that simple.
That's correct. Good morning, Dave. This is a really complicated and confusing topic. Arthroscopic surgery is where a camera is placed through a small incision into the knee, and other small incisions are made so that instruments can be introduced into the joint, and it's a minimally invasive technique to do surgery. And the meniscus is the pad or the shock absorber that exists between the bones that are part of the knee joint. What happens is people have knee pain as they get older and they go and see the doctor. Nobody wants to have surgery right away. Mm-hmm. So usually people start with some sort of more conservative approaches. And one of the key points the article made was that weight loss is an important part of it. So if you can reduce your weight, you can actually have a significant impact on the amount of knee pain that you have.
So in other words, you could reverse this without surgery. I think some people believe that once they start feeling that knee pain, that's it. It's all downhill from there.
That's what people do think, but there actually are a number of things that you can do before surgery is indicated. And this article made that point that if you can lose weight, that has a huge impact. But in addition, there's other things like injecting steroids, or you can modify your activity. You can do low impact activities or see a physical therapist. But unfortunately, or some people eventually fail these conservative treatments. And then what do you do next? Do you have surgery? And if so, what's the benefit of surgery and what type of surgery do you have?
The article came down basically concluding that arthroscopic surgery is not permanent. It is ineffective. How do you feel about that?
So the article made a kind of sweeping recommendation where it said, quote, "We make a strong recommendation against the use of arthroscopy in nearly all patients with degenerative knee disease." Now, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, so I wanted to get some help. So I called Dr. Fred Azar, who's a medical school classmate of mine, and he's the past president of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery. And he's also the chief of staff at the Campbell Clinic in Memphis, which is one of the largest orthopedic surgery clinics in the country. So I asked him, I said, when is it indicated and when it is not? And here's the bottom line. It has to be decided on a case-by-case basis, that no sweeping comments should ever be made, that all treatment really needs to be very individualized. And there are actually some circumstances where arthroscopic surgery can be of benefit, but there's other situations where it won't be of benefit. So if you have arthritis and you have a meniscal tear, the pain is likely from the arthritis and not the tear. And so surgery isn't going to do anything. So getting an arthroscopic surgery done in that case will not make you better. But one of the problems is that most primary care doctors will go right to an MRI now when somebody has advanced knee pain. Mm-hmm. And if an MRI shows a meniscal tear in somebody who has arthritis, then it often is what we call a red herring. It leads you astray from the actual problem. And those are the patients who get arthroscopic surgery and it doesn't benefit them. Mm-hmm. However, if you have mechanical symptoms such as popping or catching or locking of the knee, then the arthroscopic surgery can be of benefit. So again, making a broad sweeping statement isn't ever the right thing to do, and it wasn't the right thing to do in this case. It really needs to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis.
What about the case where you get the MRI for whatever reason and it shows that you have a problem, but you're not feeling anything? Then what?
So surgery, the top 10 reasons for surgery are for pain. Numbers 1 through 10 are pain. So you have pain at rest, pain during exercise, pain at night. So there are people out there who have bone on bone on their x-rays and have no pain. And those people don't need anything done. But there are also people out there who don't have bone on bone, but have debilitating pain, and those people do need surgery. And so people should only be operated on if they have symptoms. And really, if you have symptoms of arthritis, the best surgery for that isn't arthroscopic surgery, but rather it's joint replacement or total knee replacement.
When you have a total knee replacement, this is putting metal parts in place of your knee, what should you expect?
Although the technology has improved dramatically over the years, most joint replacements, including knee replacements, aren't lifetime surgeries. They often need to be replaced 10, 15, or 20 years down the road. So they're not permanent surgery, but they're very good at relieving you of your symptoms, the pain, for a long period of time and allowing you to get back to having a normal and active life.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD, so there's your guide to what to do when the knees get creaky. Dr. Cohen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.